From WXXI Classical 91.5, welcome to the Greater Rochester Choral Consortium Virtual Holiday Prism Concert, offered in partnership with WXXI. I'm Brenda Tremblay.
And I'm Dan McInerney. We'll begin with a guest ensemble as the Sanctuary Choir of Asbury First United Methodist Church kicks things off with Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Oh,
Image City Sound sang Renee Craig's arrangement of the Coventry Carol. Before that, we heard Hodie Christus Natus Est by Jan Pedersen Sveelinck, sung by Musica Spei, and Ding Dong Merrily on High, sung by the Sanctuary Choir of Asbury First United Methodist Church.
In a prism-style concert, many different ensembles perform in uninterrupted succession from different locations around a concert hall. Since we can't gather in concert halls this holiday season, we're bringing you this virtual holiday prism concert featuring member ensembles of the Greater Rochester Choral Consortium on Classical 91.5. We'll continue with Concentus Women's Chorus singing These Nights Pass Slowly by Paul Carey.
Thank you.
Adolphe Adam's beloved carol, O Holy Night, was sung by the Robert Dean Chorale. Before that, we heard Luminous Night of the Soul by Ola Yalo, performed by the Genesee Valley Orchestra and Chorus. And Concentus Women's Chorus sang These Nights Pass Slowly by Paul Carey.
Since 1996, the Greater Rochester Choral Consortium has presented the biennial Taste of Song Prism Concert from Kodak Hall. But the COVID pandemic has temporarily put a stop to live performances. Journalist Norma Holland was to be this year's featured speaker, and she tells us about the importance of choral music.
There's nothing more grounding than listening to someone sing. It instantly centers you. And that's why I love choral music, because life is hectic, it's noisy, and when you listen to a musician, it just quiets you and it centers you. Rochesterians appreciate it. I think we just appreciate those beautiful things that can only come from another human being. And that's what I think. We all need that escape. And that's what this music does for us. It gives us an escape from a world that doesn't offer us very many outlets these days.
We'll continue this virtual holiday Prism concert with The Heaven's Flock by Eric Eschenvalds, sung by Madrigalia.
Thank you.
Rochester Oratorio Society sang the opening movement of John Rutter's Magnificat. We also heard Benjamin Britten's setting of I Sing of a Maiden, and before that, Madrigalia performed The Heaven's Flock by Erics Eschenwalds. I'm Dan McInerney, along with Brenda Tremblay, and this is the Greater Rochester Choral Consortium Virtual Holiday Prism Concert, offered in partnership with WXXI.
Prism-style concerts have become very popular during the holiday season, when the presentations often include special lighting, seasonal music, and many different vocal and instrumental ensembles. GRCC's Prism Concerts feature 15 to 20 choral groups from across the Greater Rochester area, and we'll continue our virtual holiday Prism Concert with Rochester Rhapsody singing James Pierpont's rousing setting of Jingle Bells.
Jingle, jingle all the way. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Toward the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. There was Mr. Wright, seated by my side.
Oh,
Andre Thomas's African Noel, sung by the Greece Choral Society. Before that, the Lyric Chorale sang a rollicking arrangement of Brightest and Best by Sean Kirchner, and Rochester Rhapsody sang James Pierpont's Jingle Bells.
The GRCC's biennial Taste of Song Prism concert is their most popular event. But this has been a year like no other, with holiday concerts and parties on hold and traditional celebrations canceled. Norma Holland, who was to be this year's featured speaker, tells us why these virtual performances are so important.
There's just nothing like being in a room where people are performing music and you are there. But if you appreciate music, you're going to appreciate it in any format. Zoom is not ideal, but if you know that someone is doing their best to give you their best in a not ideal situation, your ears will listen to it differently. You will come to the performance with different ears because you realize we need music. We need to be connected, and music is a natural connector. If you want connection to other people, this is the format. This is the way to do that until we can be together again. Breathe the same air that the musician is breathing. Until that day, this will have to do, and it will be fine. We will be fine. But once people see, and I pray that it is safe, there'll be no holding back. I think there will be a wonderful renaissance for live performances, for live music. I think people will have been so starved for that experience. I think you're going to see people who have never been to a live performance before saying, now I need it. I need it now more than ever. I need to be in a room full of other people, and I'm going to go and enjoy it. There will be probably a trickle at first, but I think eventually the floodgates will open and there'll be no stopping people. I hope and I pray that getting together for live music becomes more of a part of our culture. Just as wearing masks is now to keep others safe, I hope that people look at live music as a way and gathering together to listen to live music replaces maybe some of our other forms of entertainment, because I miss it. There's just nothing like being in the room when someone is making magic in front of you, because it is. It's magical. It's otherworldly.
Our virtual holiday Prism concert continues with Voices singing the Gloria from Johann Sebastian Bach's B minor Mass.
lovely arrangement of Silent Night by John Schmidt, was sung by Amadeus Chorale Youth Singers, closing this Greater Rochester Choral Consortium virtual holiday prison concert. Before that, we heard the Gloria from Johann Sebastian Bach's B minor Mass, sung by Voices.
Thank you for joining us for this special virtual concert. Our recording engineers were Tim Forrester, Bill Thompson, Carl Pultz, Dale Vanneker, Alex Reynolds, Rhonda Spolstra, Carolyn Dieter, Nicholas Stevens, Lou Valino, and Sam Dorner. The producers are Ruth Finney and Gene Fisher. I'm Dan McInerney.
And I'm Brenda Tremblay. Happy holidays from WXXI Public Broadcasting.